RDU 98.5, and you are tuned in to the Breakfast Buffet. My name is Bex. It's 8:40 a.m. and I have Mim Jensen in the studio live with me today. Mim, how are you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So you are doing a tour for your EP release. Where are you heading?
So this Friday, I'm playing at Space Academy. I've got Phoebe Vick on support. And then the week after, Saturday the 24th of May, I'm playing in Dunedin for the first time at Pearl Diver.
Oh my gosh.
Which I'm very excited about.
So you've never hit Dunedin before?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Girl, I don't know.
No idea.
But I'm doing it now.
Yeah, you're doing it now. No better time than now, right?
Exactly. No time like the present.
There we go. Very philosophical this morning there, Mim. So why do you think you've only decided to do Christchurch and Dunedin for this run?
You know what? Budget comes in. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did recently just play up in Auckland.
Ah.
So just focusing on the South Island for this one.
Oh, really respect that. What were you doing up in the North Island?
I was opening for Shehead and the Beths.
Holy, that's really impressive. Oh my gosh, what an honour. How did that feel?
Amazing. Yeah. No, they were some of the best shows ever.
Yeah. Seems to be a common theme here because you opened up for the Beths last year, didn't you, at the church?
Yes. Yep.
Ah, that's pretty cool to get put on, you know, put on the roster twice.
Yeah, I feel very, very, very honoured that they had me back.
Oh, that's so sweet. And yeah, focusing on the South Island, I think that'll be really cool. Is there anything you're looking forward to about the Dunedin show?
Having Becca Caffin on support, I absolutely adore her. And yeah, I've been wanting to play a show with her for ages. So yeah, it's amazing to have her be part of it.
Oh, and that's so awesome having like an all-woman support slot theme kind of going on there. Pretty cool that Phoebe Vick's going to be there for Christchurch.
Oh, yeah, absolute powerhouse.
Yeah, her recent music's really cool.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, adore Phoebe.
Oh,
I'm very excited to see her live.
Yeah, no, I love that. Do you reckon when you go on tour, just for some people that probably, like, they're not artists, they don't really know what is going on, is there any like challenges or anything that you have like faced doing the tours? Or for you, is it just kind of like, I love this, I just want to do it all the time?
No, honestly, like, I mean, I've never really toured long enough yet for me to be like, oh, that's how that feels.
Yeah.
But like where I'm at currently is like tour feels amazing and I love it. And, you know, it's good because I guess there's been nothing to interfere with that yet. So I'm like, yeah, sweet, I'll do it for 3 months. So it's good. But I think the main thing is that when I'm touring, I feel very supported by my bandmates and, you know, by my team as well. So, you know, I feel like I'm in good hands there. So that's kind of the main thing. But yeah. Let's go for 3 months next.
Okay, let's do it.
Do
you know what? Well, then let's actually dive into that. If you could do a 3 month tour, where are the places that you would hit? Is it going to be America or would it be different?
I reckon NZ Australia first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, why not? Let's go to America.
Yeah. Would you ever think about Europe?
Of course.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd play anywhere. Anywhere they want me, I'll be there.
Oh, you play at the Leafield Tavern?
The Leafield Tavern?
Yeah.
Is this a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question. It's not a trick question. I heard they really like you over there. No.
I'd play at the Oxford.
You'd play at the Oxford.
Oxford Hotel.
How's your pool, mate?
You know what? It's better than it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Is that the truth?
I don't know. Are you free later?
Yeah. No. Let's go out there. Let's play pool.
Yeah.
No, well, Mim, this has been so much fun chatting with you. My final question for you is just, you know, you're saying you're going to just deliver. You've got a really exciting year ahead, and I really respect that. Is there kind of like a 5-year plan or goal for you or anything like that?
Yeah. I want to be able to do 10 cartwheels in a row without it hurting too bad.
Don't want the calves hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Grammy.
Yeah, and a Grammy. Okay, I respect that. So we're looking towards a Grammy and 10 cartwheels. Is it on stage or is it off stage?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Major respect there, Mum.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that. RDU 98.5. It is 8:45 a.m. and we have just been chatting with Mum Jensen, who has just been chatting all about Shadow of the Gift, her EP, Fun Things, and Cartwheels. So thank you so much for your time, Mum. Is there anything you'd just like to finally say to people about the show on Friday?
Please come to my show.
I respect
it
that.
It will be so much fun.
Yeah.
So many surprises.
Ooh.
It'd be lovely to have you there.
Oh, sentimental as always, Mum. Respect that. You can get tickets through Under the Radar or mumjensen.com, and that is the Shadow of the Gift EP release show at Space Academy Friday 16th. When does it start?
Doors at 8.
Doors at 8. Ooh, that's a good time to start some cartwheels.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, Mum, for your time. And RDU listeners, feel free to stream her online on Spotify, Bandcamp, all those great fun places. Do you have a SoundCloud?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
I'll
all
get
right. Onto it. Okay. Good chat. Alrighty. Thank you so much, Mum.